Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing to a higher start, and it feels like one name is really lifting the mood.
It certainly is. All eyes are on NVIDIA this morning. The news that they're getting approval to sell their H20 chips in China again is a huge boost. The stock is already up over 4.5% pre-market. It's really helping to offset some of the softness we're seeing elsewhere.
Right, and that elsewhere seems to be the big banks, which have started dropping their earnings reports. It's a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it?
A very mixed bag. You have JP Morgan and Wells Fargo both beating expectations on earnings per share. BlackRock also posted a solid beat. But then you look at State Street, a significant miss on both the top and bottom lines. The market isn't just taking the headline beats at face value. The underlying details are causing some hesitation in the financial sector.
I see. So even with those beats from JPM and Wells, the stocks are trading down pre-market. That's telling.
Exactly. It shows the market is digging deeper. But honestly, all of this might just be the warm-up act for the main event at 8:30 Eastern.
You're talking about the June CPI data, the big one. What are you expecting this number to do to the market?
This is the catalyst for the day. It will shape the entire narrative around inflation and what the central bank does next. The consensus is looking for a 0.2% increase, but any deviation from that, and we could see some serious fireworks at the open. It's a classic wait-and-see moment.
Got it. Shifting gears a bit, let's talk about some of the other major headlines. I'm seeing reports that the EU is preparing countermeasures to U.S. tariffs.
Yeah, we're hearing they're targeting cars and planes. For now, the market seems to be shrugging it off, probably because it's focused on the CPI data and earnings. But it's a storyline to keep on the radar. Trade tensions can simmer in the background and then boil over when you least expect it.
Okay, let's look at some individual movers, because there are some big ones. Trade Desk, TTD, is just soaring.
Absolutely flying. It's up nearly 14%. That's a pure catalyst play. It's replacing ANSYS in the S&P 500 this Friday. That forces index funds to buy the stock, and traders are front-running that move. A classic, powerful setup.
And on the other side of the coin, we're seeing some pain. Organogenesis and MiMedx are down sharply, over 20% each.
Ouch. Yes, those are some painful gaps down. We're also seeing some weakness in Simulations Plus, SLP, which is down over 7% despite beating on earnings. It looks like that one also got hit with a downgrade from sector weight to overweight, which is likely weighing on it.
That's interesting. So a beat isn't always enough. What about the broader market picture? What are the key levels you're watching for the S&P 500, or SPY?
We're in a consolidation phase. The market is coiling. For the SPY, the key support level to watch is around 625. That's a recent low, and the bulls will want to defend it. On the upside, resistance is at 630. A break above that, especially on high volume, could signal the next leg up.
And what about the NASDAQ, the QQQ?
Very similar story. Support around 555, with resistance at 560. We're seeing some sector rotation. Financials, as we mentioned, look a bit weak. But tech and communication services are showing strength, thanks in no small part to names like NVIDIA and Google.
Speaking of Google, they announced a massive clean energy deal with Brookfield Asset Management, the world's largest corporate deal for hydroelectricity. That's a pretty big deal.
It's huge. A first-of-its-kind agreement for up to 3,000 megawatts of carbon-free power. It shows where these mega-cap companies are putting their capital in focus. It's a long-term story, but the market likes it. Both stocks are getting a nice little bump from it.
Okay, so we have a lot of moving parts this morning. We've got NVIDIA providing a lift, bank earnings creating some uncertainty, and it all comes down to that CPI number at 8:30. What's your final thought for traders heading into the open?
The overall sentiment is cautiously bullish, but you have to be nimble. The indicators suggest the market is a bit overbought, so I wouldn't be chasing extended names. Focus on the sectors with momentum, like tech, but be ready for volatility when that CPI number drops. This is a day to be prepared, not to be a hero before the data.
Excellent advice. Be prepared and stay nimble. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.